USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The alleged mastermind behind a series of shootings that targeted the homes of Democratic officials in New Mexico, making his first court appearance on Wednesday in Albuquerque, judge said Solomon Pena will be held without bond until his next hearing.
I don't care if it's a Republican or a Democrat, but when you are using violence to attack elected officials, it is so unacceptable, it's beyond the pale.
Bernalillo County District Attorney Sam Bregman, the former Republican State House candidate, is accused of paying four men to pull the shootings off after his loss during last year's midterm elections. New York City Mayor Eric Adams doubling down on his calls for a national response to the migrant crisis.
Our cities and mayors have gotten us this far. Now it's time for our entire government to support the work that we save so many lies.
The latest request came in Adams' speech at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, D.C. Half a dozen states in the Midwest Plains state seeing a winter wallop headed through midweek. Winter storm warnings cover hundreds of counties and millions of people from just outside Denver, Colorado, all the way to Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The Supreme Court rejecting a challenge by several firearms dealers who say New York State's gun laws are hurting their business. Vice President Kamala Harris will deliver remarks in Florida Sunday to mark the 50th anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade ruling.
She will talk about what's at stake for millions of women across the country, and most importantly, the need for Congress to codify the protections of Roe into law.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the vice president will push for national legislation to protect reproductive rights. Wall Street closing with stocks lower as the January rally loses a bit of steam. This as Microsoft announced it'll lay off around 10,000 employees. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All eight flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, Down.
Four Americans are dead in the Nepal plane crash.
We are deeply saddened to hear of the tragic Yeti Airlines crash over the weekend, which killed 72 people, including two U.S. citizens and two lawful permanent residents.
State Department spokesman Ned Price making the announcement. They were part of the at least 71 killed in the disaster. A short-haul Yeti Airlines flight crashed on Sunday. Ukraine's interior minister and at least 17 others are dead after a helicopter crashed beside a kindergarten in a Kyiv suburb. Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky and eight others, including his first deputy minister and the state secretary, were on the helicopter that went down just east of the capital. New evidence in the murders of four University of Idaho students being revealed after search warrants were unsealed. A Washington state judge ordering redacted versions of the documents be released Wednesday. Washington State University PhD student Brian Koberger was arrested last month in connection to the killings. In the search warrants, investigators described evidence such as blood, DNA, and shoes. The documents also mention what are described as, quote, data compilations of information about the victims. Southwest Airlines says most customers affected by last month's flight cancellations have received refunds. The airline says 90% of passengers on canceled flights have gotten their money back. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.